the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What have you brought us today?
Well, where to
start? Some long tracks, that's for sure.
Not long enough. 11 minutes.
No, okay. I respect a long song, but
it's going to be great when they re-release Coltrane Live in Japan, and we have to play the hour plus version of My Favorite Things.
We don't have to play it.
Love a bit of Coltrane.
Anyway, let's look at what we do have. We better get into it.
I love a bit of Nils Fram too. Should we start with that?
Nils Fram, who's coming here soon?
Yes.
Yeah, put it on. Now, you remember? Was it about a year and a half ago? Nils Fram put out All Melody. And initially, his idea for All Melody was going to be completely sectioning different styles of music over different parts of the record.
Like, yep.
I'm guessing he thought, one side I'll do acoustic, one side I'll do electronic, one side I'll do groove-based things. Anyway, he didn't do that. All Melody sort of like snowballed into something else.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was, since All Melody, we've had the Encores series. Encores 1, 2, 3. This one is Encores 3.
Aha!
Encores 1 was the acoustic side of Nils and his piano. Encores 2 was slightly more atmospheric and dubby sounding. This one here is simply the electronics side of Nils Fram.
This is gorgeous.
It's very minimalist cover. Just red.
It is, yeah. Well,
and it's a nice, like, sort of
Has it got embossed? Is it Nils Fram embossed on the top?
Is it an embossed one? I'm not sure.
No, it's just, it's like a sort of a cardboard, raw kind of cardboard thing that's a sort of rusty coloured red, and all it says is Nils Fram Encores 3. And
I feel
that's
like
just
that's
in
so
cardboard
fitting,
colour.
Fitting to what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah, well, the previous two Encores were also that kind of cardboard, but different colour. Mm. Started off with just a plain brown cardboard, then there was like an aqua sort of blue one. This one's sort of that ochre red. And I think that it's partly... All Melody had like quite a lavish cover.
Yeah.
That took the erase tapes took a long time to get it exactly right, and there was embossing on that. And you know. So this is the Encores part three. Now, I've said to a few people in the shop before when they were asked about different Encores ones, I personally prefer the Encores series to All Melody as a whole.
Why
is
that, Troy?
I don't know. I think, like Tess pointed out, I think I like the more minimal approach to things.
Yeah.
It seems to me that there's more possibilities the directions the music could go to.
I think that's what I associate Nils Fram with probably the most, is that kind of the minimalist sort of way of doing it. But I like this kind of moodier sort of synthier thing as well. It sounds a bit more like a film score or something you might see, with some visual kind of element to it too.
Maybe.
It's got a kind of cinematic feeling to it.
Yeah, I feel that.
What's this one called?
This one is called All Armed.
Right, All Armed. Now, this is the one which is the Erase Tapes told us, this is going to be the radio single, which I chuckled when I heard it.
11-minute-long radio single.
The time length of the song.
We've got All Armed. This is track 2.
Yeah.
And we've also got Artificially Intelligent and Amirador. Is that how you say that? Amirador? And all of the instruments on Amirador are played by Nils Fram. Same with Artificially Intelligent, but not on this track.
No, who's on this one?
On drums and percussion, Tatu Roniko? Ronko? There's a lot of dots on the O's there, and I'm never entirely sure how you're meant to say an O with two dots. Is that an umlaut? Is that what that's called?
Yeah, but it becomes like an O-E.
O-E?
Yeah.
Ronko? I don't know.
One
if that's
of my
any
favorite
better.
Things, listeners, is hearing Rachel pronounce foreign names.
I'm trying my best. And the bass and marimba on this is done by Sven Kasarek.
There you go.
There we go. And then everything else is done by Nils Fram himself. He's a polymath. He could probably put his brain to a lot of different things.
And I think, as you can hear from the records he's released over the years, that if you think, I associate Nils Fram with such and such, there's going to be someone else who associates Nils with something completely different.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But super nice stuff, this one.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to be really intrigued to see him live. I'd love to go to that. And I think watching him perform live will give it a whole different element, because so much of Nils Fram is like solitary listening music, I feel, like you sort of listen with your headphones on.
Yeah.
It'll be really different to see it in a live context with him performing as well.
You've heard some of his live stuff before, the Spaces LP, for example. And it is just Nils on stage by himself, surrounded by banks and banks of equipment.
Mm.
Hope he's wearing shoes.
Was he not wearing shoes last time you saw him? Do you have a problem with that?
It's not one of my favourite things, no.
I had a music teacher at one of my schools who never wore socks with dress shoes. And it used to really drive my dad mad, because he'd come to, like, you know, a choir thing, or I was in the school orchestra playing the flute, yes.
Yeah.
And he would sit down to play the piano, and I could just see my dad, like, shaking his head in the audience, because his dress pants would come up and his dress shoes would be there and he'd have no socks on.
Unless his socks had gone down his shoes, just like we were talking about earlier.
Everybody's biggest pet peeve in here is when your sock gets lost in your shoe, especially if you're wearing Doc Martens. Pain in the ass to try and get that back.
Just spoke about that.
So, Encores 3 is out worldwide tomorrow.
Fantastic.
And like the other Encores, it's sort of a long form EP. There you are, Tess.
Will it be on
is
the shelf?
Pretty?
Shelf tomorrow then?
It's on the shelf tomorrow.
All right, well, it is 11 minutes long, so we're going to politely fade out of this now.
Now, what was the next thing you wanted to hear out of the...
I've got Joe Armin-Jones lined up here.
Oh, put on Joe.
Put on Joe. So wouldn't this be a great segment if you were actually bringing in these as gifts for us every week?
Wouldn't it?
That'd be a beautiful
dream
segment.
Dream big, Tess, dream big.
I'm pushing for it.
I'm excited about this. I don't know anything about Joe Armin-Jones, but I see that Georgia Ann Muldrow is featured on this track, and
she
I'm
is.
A big fan of her.
Well, Joe Armin-Jones, you do know. He's from the Ezra Collective.
Okay. Yellow Dandelion is the name of this track. Where in the world would we find Joe Armin-Jones?
Well, you would find Joe in the London modernist jazz and beat scene.
Very cool.
This is his second album on Brownswood. First one was called Starting Today, and this one is Turns a Clear View.
This has a very cool cover. Got a like intergalactic painting with, I think, the four elements, I'm assuming here. There's kind of an aquatic bit coming up. Some volcanoes and some flames, some beautiful bush, and then a big frozen landscape which has a whole bunch of little spaceships stuck in it. It's very cool, and it's all floating in space, of course, and a spaceship on the back just to complete the picture.
Very nice.
This is beautiful. This track, I like it a lot.
It is good.
I love Georgia Ann Muldrow's voice. She's an incredible vocalist.
Not only an incredible vocalist, Georgia, if you've ever listened to any of her solo work, she's like a super experimental and exploratory. Really, really great ideas and composition and things.
Mm.
Who's she?
I think I want this one, Troy.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll tell you how to get that.
What's sold you on this one, Tess?
I just like it a
lot.
The sound. I like the song a lot, yeah. I'd like to listen to more of it, but we don't have time for that in this segment.
Hey, this is producer's prerogative.
But
so
I like it. It's really good.
Track lists on this: Try Walk With Me, featuring Asheba; Yellow Dandelion, that we're listening to now, with Georgia Ann Muldrow; Guana Sweet; Icy Roads, brackets stacked.
Now, Icy Roads was, some of you would have heard that Joe put it out as a 10-inch a few months ago. It's
okay.
Like a taster for this.
Nice. Also, on the B-side, you've got brackets 2, Know Where You're Coming From. The Leo and Aquarius, featuring Jest, who I've heard Jest on other things as well, too,
yeah.
Actually. Actually, he's got some pretty well-known features on here. You Didn't Care, featuring Nubia Garcia. Definitely familiar with that name. And Self Love, featuring Obongjaya, who we've played quite a bit of on BFM.
Now, it's not just the features. Also playing on this album, you have, on this tune, you can hear Moses Boyd on drums.
Nice.
Who else is there?
Kwaku Bass,
yep.
Playing drums as well.
On some of the other ones.
David Mrakapour, also on the bass. Another bassist, Mutale J. Chashi, I think that's how you say that. Oscar Jerome on guitar. Joe Armin Jones playing keys, synths, and BVs. Nubia Garcia on the tenor sax. James Mollison also on the tenor sax. I like that they're doubling down on some of these as well.
Yeah.
Dylan Jones on the trumpet. Asheba on vocals, as well as George Ann Muldrow, Jess Obongjayar, and Luke Newman does additional vocals and BVs on some of these tracks too. That is a pretty stacked lineup, actually.
It is. Now, you would think, is it just a bunch of stuff with some cool features on it? No. Joe Armin Jones is a really great player and composer, as you can hear.
Yeah.
And what I like about, you know, we can shorthand and boil it down and go, oh, modern London jazz. It's just everything about this is modernist.
Totally.
And I think it is amazing that there is just, not that there's an explosion of things happening, but that all these things are getting released and are available everywhere.
Yeah.
This is totally cool.
This is totally cool. Nice bit of Foley going on there.
There you go. So this one's out on Brownswood. It's called Turn to Clear View.
Cool.
New LP. It's on CD as well. Just briefly before the Nils Fram, if you're a person who wanted that on CD, you're just going to have to wait another month or so.
And
all the Encores series is put on a CD called All Encores.
Ah, ha, ha, good stuff. So that was Joe Armin Jones.
Yes.
What is this track?
Now, this here, also kind of from Britain.
Oh, this is cool.
Gerald from the Jazzman label noticed that... How's that? Notice that 2020 will be the 100th anniversary of the birth of Yusuf Lateef.
Oh, okay.
Now, Yusuf Lateef, between the years of, let's say, 58, 64, he did a lot of other music, but between those years, really started investigating different types of instruments from around the world, different types of rhythms. He was kind of the first musician to bring, shorthand, the Eastern scales into modern American jazz at the time.
Right.
He went on to do different stuff, new agey stuff, and did soul jazz throughout the 60s. Anyway, the period of Yusuf Lateef that Gerald was interested in commemorating was basically that little block, the beginning of the 60s. So he went to Nat Birchall and said, Nat, I got an idea. Why don't you do a tribute to Yusuf Lateef?
Cool.
And Nat Birchall goes, okay,
I can do that.
And what did he do? He covers two of Yusuf's songs over a double album. He covers two songs that Yusuf had covered and kind of made his own, including the theme from Spartacus, which kind of had a worldwide sort of impact. And then Nat Birchall and his quartet wrote a bunch of new songs, not in the style of Yusuf Lateef, but in a way that they figured that Yusuf Lateef might have approached writing something.
Right.
So we can hear on this one, there's a bunch of North African instruments.
What is that really high-pitched, the kind of like, I don't know what you would describe it as, the sort of almost like a duck's call?
Oh, it's
what is that instrument?
I've forgotten the name of it. It's a very small instrument from North Africa. It'll come to me. So what we have here, the Nat Birchall Quartet, The Storyteller is the name of this double album.
Cool.
What do you think of this?
I really like this. Someone else has texted in to say, love Brownswood. What's a great follow-up to Yusuf Kemal, Troy?
What's a great follow-up to that one?
Yeah.
Jeepers, could be anything, couldn't it?
Could be anything. They said they love Black Focus.
They love Black Focus?
Yeah.
Chances are then they'll probably like, if they want to like jump off Brownswood slightly, is to buy the Kemal Williams LP, which is half of Yusuf Kemal.
That's
quite an interesting progression in kind of the same direction. But also, you could jump to Moses Boyd.
And
He was on the last track, but that sort of follows a similar kind of path. Anyway, back to Nat Birchall.
This is called Mashariki. This is really cool. I like the Storytellers, I think, sets a very good tone for this record.
I agree. It's now you would think, oh, is this like a world music record? You hear this. Well, no, kind of not. Kind of not at all. Some of it... Some of it is like a, almost like your grandparents' jazz. Mm-hmm. You'd be able to classify it as if you wanted. There's a huge breadth of stuff, including like one of the covers that he does of a tune that Yusuf covered is Ringo Iwake, which is a Masao Yonayama composition. And that, rather than sounding like a Japanese... I don't want to say it because I just desperately want to play that, but we won't.
You just put your hands up in the air like guilty.
Yeah.
I just want to play them all.
So...
it's very hypnotic. This is gorgeous.
It's a great descriptor.
Thanks. I always like Jazzman's byline, Jazzman, we dig deeper. Just like, yeah, we do, you know.
So if anyone's going, oh, I know the name Nat Burchill, where do I know that from? Well, weirdly enough, the last full length that Nat Burchill put out was an old style reggae record.
That's not where I thought you were going to go with that, no.
Prior to that, like less than a year before that, he put out like a cosmic jazz record where he added a harmonium to it, to his quintet.
The classic sound of harmonium and jazz.
Or some of you might just go, wait, is he the dude that plays with Matthew Halsall on the Gondwana stuff? Yes, he is. It's that guy.
Titles of songs on this got a few nods to other musos in there as well. Not Yet or Net.
Yeah.
Salam Brother Yusuf as well, obviously.
Is Brother John on this?
Brother John is on this.
It is. Okay, that's a Yusuf one.
Okay. So there's Tales of Saba, Ching Mao, Love Theme from Spartacus, Mashariki, which we're listening to now, Morning, Ringo Oiwake, Brother John, Willow's Walk, Not Yet or Net, Inward Flight, Salam Brother Yusuf. Very exciting, this one. So I reckon this is the kind of thing my brother would be really down for. I'm going to text him after the show and be like, you should listen to this.
You oftentimes reference your brother. Is he the tenor saxophone player?
He is, yes. All right, remind us of the three you've brought us up this morning, Troy.
Well, this one now is from a beautiful double LP on the Jazzman label, the Nat Burchill Quartet, Nat Burchill Quartet, Storyteller, a musical tribute to Yusuf Lateef. Before that, we heard a new one on the Brownswood label, Turn to Clear View, Joe Armin Jones, his second full-length LP, and we started with the final installment of the Encores series by Nils Frahm. It's Encores number 3. That one's out tomorrow everywhere.
Very cool. Race you there. Thank
I say
you.
Everywhere, I mean in Southbound. In our shop, yeah.
Hey, thank you very much, Troy. Fantastic picks as per usual. We'll see you soon.
Nice one.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.